Hallelujah. May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Hillsborough.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与喜乐坡的教会每一个人。
We thank God that on this last day of the year 2016, we can gather here on the Sabbath day.
感谢神在这圣安息日，在2016年的最后一天，我们能够聚集在这里。
I'm also grateful that I can come and worship with all the members in Hillsborough as well.
我也感谢神让我能够与喜乐坡的聚会，弟兄姐妹们一起聚会。
In the next 6 months, the church here will see a little bit more of me.
在以后的六个月内呢，弟兄姐妹们会比较常见我。
I'll be also leading services here about once a month since Elder Zhou has now retired.
因为周传道呢，周长老呢，他已经退休了，所以从一月份开始呢，我每个月都会来这边领会一次。
And in July, then Preacher Ho, who is now in California, will come and resume the pastoral duties.
在七月份的时候，侯传道呢，他现在是住在加州呢，他会开始来这边注目。
Again, it's very wonderful that we can be here on this last day of 2016.
这是很美好的，在这2016年的最后一天，我们聚集在一起。
The end of the year usually is a time that people can look back.
那在年底呢，一般人都想要回顾。
Especially, you know, when we enter into like Thanksgiving and then now into December, people like to think back what happened in the past year.
特别是在我们过了感恩节之后呢，在十二月份的时候，一般人都想要回顾这一年。
This morning, we would like to also look back, but not just look back at this past year, but look back at our entire journey of faith.
那今天早上呢，我们不只要回顾这一年呢，我们还要来回顾我们这一生信仰的历程。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 33.
我们请翻开民数记的三十三章。
Numbers, chapter 33.
民数记三十三章。
Numbers chapter 33, verses 1 and 2.
民数记三十三章的第一节、第二节。
The book of Numbers chapter 33, verses 1 and 2.
民数记三十三章一二节。
Verse 1, these are the journeys of the children of Israel who went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Verse 2. Now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys at the command of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their starting points.
三十三章第一节，以色列人按着经队，在摩西亚伦的手下，从出埃及地所行的路程，记在下面。二，摩西遵着主的吩咐，记在他们所行的路程，其路程乃是这样。
The book of Numbers gets its name from the two times the Israelites were. Moses was asked to number the people of Israel.
那民数记这本书的名字的由来呢，是摩西有两次来数点以色列人的人数。
And these two census, these two times they had a census, actually they bookend a journey in the wilderness.
那这两次的数点经队的人数呢，就是在他们的旅程的某一个终点。
Our journey of faith is very much like how the Israelites traveled through the wilderness.
我们信仰的旅程就如同以色列人经历旷野的漂流。
And when we get to the end of Numbers in chapter 33, we see that Moses writes down all the different places that they travel to.
那我们在民数记的最后一章呢，我们看到摩西嘛，把他们所经历的这些地点呢，都把它记录下来。
So if you just do a very quick scan at the remainder of this chapter, you see there's a lot of locations here.
那所以我们从三十三章，我们如果继续看下去，我们就会看到好多的地名。
And maybe some of these names are unfamiliar to us.
这些名字呢，这些地名对我们来讲，可能是有些不太熟悉。
But I'm sure to that generation, if they were to look back at these names, it would bring back many memories.
但是我相信在那个时代呢，如果当时他们看到这些名字呢，他们会兴起的他们的回忆。
Just like how if we have traveled to different countries before, different cities before, I'm sure each of those places bring back many memories to ourselves.
就如同我们如果曾经到某些国家、某些城市去旅游，那这些国家、城市的名字也会兴起我们的记忆。
In this chapter, according to my own count, there are 44 stations.
那从我自己的计算呢，总共有44个营站。
And most of them are basically just named and then nothing much else, and then it goes on to the next place.
那通常呢，都是只是提到名字，并没有记录详细的细节，然后就下一个地点。
But there are a few places here that Moses spends a little bit more time to write some descriptions.
但是有几个地点呢，摩西花比较多的时间呢，稍微写一些描述。
It's as if he paused a little bit longer to reflect on that place and then write a short account.
就是他停下来思索，然后写一点有关那些地点的记录。
And I think this can parallel our journey of faith.
这也可以跟我们的自己的旅程来做一个平行的比较。
So this morning, let us reflect on our path of faith and reflect on these various locations as well.
那我们今天早上来回顾我们自己信仰的旅程，还有一些不同的地点。
And then, in the new year to come, in the journey to come, we can walk strength upon strength.
那在我们新的一年度，我们能够力上加力。
Let's look at a first location where Moses writes a lot more.
那我们来看第一个地点呢，摩西比较详尽的写描述。
Let's read verse 3.
我们请读第三节。
Numbers chapter 33, verse 3.
民数记33章的第三节。
They departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians. Verse 4.
第四。
For the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them. Also on their gods the Lord had executed judgments. Verse 5. Then the children of Israel moved from Ramses and camped at Succoth.
第三节，正月十五日，就是逾越节的次日，以色列人从南塞起行，在一切埃及人眼前安然无惧地出去。是那时埃及人正葬埋他们的长子，就是族在他们中间所击杀的，族也攻击他们的神。无以色列人从南塞起行，安营在苏哥。
Here we see the first location is called Ramses.
所以我们看到的第一个地点呢是南塞。
And you can see that Moses spends quite a few sentences to describewhat happened in this place.
这里呢，摩西用的数节来描述这个南塞的事件。
And you can say that this is where it all started. This is where the journey began.
这是我们可以说是我旅行的起点。
Right, because at that time the Israelites had been under slavery for over 400 years.
因为以色列人呢，在那个时候呢，他们在埃及做奴隶已经有400年了。
And due to the great power of God, performing 10 great signs and plagues upon the Egyptians. Later, the Egyptians finally allowed the Israelites to leave their country.
因为神的大能呢，在埃及降下的十个大灾害呢，所以法老王最后呢，终于让以色列人出埃及。
And that 10th plague was very devastating. It's very devastating.
那十个灾害呢，是非常大的灾害。
The last one was where the firstborn of every family was to be killed.
十灾的最后一灾呢，就是神派天使把埃及人所有的独的长子呢，都把他给杀了。
The Israelites actually were also going to face this punishment.
那以色列人他们也是要面对这个惩罚。
But God also provided a way where they could escape this punishment.
但是神却让他们能够逃离这个灾害。
Because God established the Passover.
因为神定下了逾越节。
And they would kill a lamb and then
spread the blood on their doorposts.
以色列人呢，他们在那一天呢，他们宰杀了一只羊羔，每一家宰杀一只羊羔，把这个血涂在门框上。
So when the angel of death came to visit the land, the angel passed over that household.
当那个带着死亡的天使呢，要来杀这些独生的长子，独生的这些长子的时候呢，看到这个门框上有涂血的，就越过去。
But the Egyptians, they did not have such protection, so their firstborn were all killed.
但是埃及人呢，他们没有这样子的保护，所以有埃及人的长子呢，都被杀了。
And so it was through this means that the Israelites were able to escape from the bondage of the Egyptians.
就因为这样子呢，以色列人他们能够脱离埃及人的束缚。
While the Egyptians were burying their firstborn, God allowed them to leave Ramses and then go into the wilderness.
当埃及人正在葬埋他们的长子的时候呢，神就让以色列人呢从南塞起行了，出了埃及。
We also need to pause and reflect on Ramses in our life.
那我们也要停留下来呢，来回顾我们自己生命旅程的南塞。
Ramses refers to how we were saved by our Lord Jesus Christ.
南塞呢，代表的是我们是怎样的被耶稣基督来拯救。
Ramses reminds us not to forget the grace of redemption.
南塞呢，提醒我们说，我们不要忘记神救赎的恩典。
And so,On this last day of 2016, let us also reflect on how we were saved by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这2016年的最后一天，那我们来回顾神是怎么样的来拯救我们。
We must never forget this awesome grace and this awesome salvation.
我们应该是永远不能忘记这伟大的救恩，伟大的恩典。
Let's put a bookmark here and let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们请把书签放在民数记的33章，然后我们翻开到哥林多前书的第13章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的十五章。
Let's read verses 9 and 10.
我们请读第九跟第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10.
哥林多前书十五章的第九、第十。
Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Verse 10.
第十。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.And his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
第九，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会时，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
This is the Apostle Paul reflecting on his conversion, his Ramses.
这是保罗呢，他自己在回顾他所得的救恩，也就是他生命中的南塞。
Right, he reflected how in the past he used to persecute Christians.
他回顾说，在以前呢，他是如何的来破坏基督徒。
He was.Against God, against the church.
他是反对神，反对教会的。
And that he was totally unworthy to receive salvation.
他是完全不配得救恩的。
But through God's grace, he became a Christian.
但是因为神的恩典呢，他成为基督徒。
And not only that, he became an apostle to the Gentiles.
不但是如此呢，他也成为神外邦人，做神外邦人的使徒。
So he never forgot how God called him and saved him out of his sin.
所以他从来不会忘记神是怎么样呼召他，把他从罪恶中给拯救出来。
So in the same way, we need to constantly rememberhow we were saved.
所以我们也应该要常常来纪念我们自己是怎么样得到救恩。
Because this will affect many things.
因为这会影响许多的事情。
We can summarize it into two aspects.
我们可以把它规划成、归纳成两点。
First is that it will affect how we serve God.
第一是我们会影响我们怎样来服侍神。
If we forget our Ramses, our salvation,then when we serve God, it may not be very glorifying to God.
因为当我们忘记拦赛，忘记我们的救恩的时候，我们在服事上可能就不会很荣耀神。
Because if we forget the salvation of God, this affects our motivation.
因为当我们忘记神的救恩的时候，就会忘记我们的动机。
Perhaps after many years of serving the Lord, serving in various ministries, it becomes routine.
当我们服事多年以后呢，有些我们的服事就变成形式化了。
Sometimes we just do things out of duty and just out of the sense of responsibility.
有时候我们在服事上呢，只是因为我们有这个责任，因为我们负担什么样的职务。
Sometimes it's just to maintain a particular reputation in front of the other members.
有时候我们只是要在别人的面前来保持我们自己的名誉。
But if we constantly remember our salvation,
但是如果我们经常记住我们的救恩的话，
that love of Christ will constantly be a flame to burn within us.
神的爱呢，就会成为这火焰呢，在我们心中一直燃烧。
And it will help us to serve God out of a genuine love for Christ.
那我们就会服侍神，是出自于我们心里中真正的爱。
Because truly, serving God, it is not always easy.
当然。服侍神不是一直都是很简单的。
We may face some frustrations, there may be some difficulties, even some criticism.
我们会遇到一些挫折、一些困难，甚至一些逼迫。
But if we constantly remember the grace of redemption,
但是如果我们记住神救赎的救恩，
we know that actually we're unworthy of God's love and we have such a great honor to be able to serve Him.
我们就会知道，我们实在不配得神的爱。我们能够服侍神，这实在是很荣耀的事。
The other aspect is that it will affect how we love others.
另外一点呢，会影响我们怎么样来爱人。
Right. If we constantly remember the love of the Lord Jesus,
如果我们经常记住神的爱，
we will also be more loving to the people around us.
那我们对我们周遭的人也会比较有爱心。
Some people who have believed in the Lord for many years,
有些人已经信主很多年了，
may grow cold.
然后就会越来越冷。
Because they forgot the grace of redemption.
因为他们忘记救赎的恩典。
Sometimes people can also grow self-righteous.
有时候我们也会变成自义。
Because we also forgot the way we were before we met Christ.
我们也忘记我们在还没有遇到耶稣基督之前，我们是怎么样一个罪人。
Some Christians may be very unwilling to forgive others.
有些基督徒呢，很不愿意来饶恕别人。
This also is because we have forgotten the love of God.
这也是因为我们忘记神的爱。
So if we constantly remember this Ramses, our salvation,
如果我们经常记住我们的救恩，我们的拦赛，
truly, I believe we will be more patient with others.
那我们一定会对别人比较有耐心。
Because God was so patient with us.
因为神对我们是那么的有耐心。
We rejected him for so many years, and he was just waiting and waiting for us.
因为我们拒绝神很多年，但是神一直在等待我们。
I believe we will be more forgiving to others as well.
我相信我们对别人也会比较有宽恕的心。
Because we remember how sinful we were, and yet Christ forgave us.
因为我们记得我们以前是多么的罪恶，但神却饶恕了我们。
So what is an offense that somebody did to us compared to the love of God?
那别人得罪我们，又怎么能够跟神的饶恕来相比呢？
I believe we also will not be self-righteous.
我相信我们也不会自义的。
Because we also were lost. We also were in the dark before.
因为我们也曾经在黑暗中迷失过。
So may we never forget the grace of redemption.
所以我们永远不要忘记神救赎的恩典。
Let's now turn back to Numbers chapter 33.
我们请再回过头来看民数记的三十三章。
Numbers chapter 33.
民数记三十三章。
Let's read verse 9 now.
我们请读第九节。
Numbers 33, verse 9.
民数记三十三章第九节。
They moved from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there.
第九，从马拿起行，来到以林，以林有十二股水泉，七十棵棕树，就在那里安营。
When we go back to Numbers chapter 33, Moses names a few places, and then he mentions Elim.
那我们回过头来看三十三章呢，摩西又提了几个地点，然后他就提到了以林。
And here in Elim, he especially writes a little bit more and talks about how.There were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees.
摩西在这里描述说，以林有十二股水泉，七十棵棕树。
We also should spend time to reflect on Elim.
我们也应该停下来思考以林。
Elim often is paired up with the previous place called Mara.
那以林呢，通常跟之前的一个地点叫玛拿来互相比较。
Because Mara was the place where they could not find, or they had water, but the water was bitter.
玛拿呢，那边虽然有水，但是水是苦的。
So God told Moses to cast a tree into the water, and the water became sweet.
那神就只是摩西把一棵树丢到这个水里去，水就变甜了。
And the next stop, they had plenty of water. It was Elim. It was 12 springs, 12 wells of water there.
他们的下一站以林呢，有许多的水，在那里有十二个水泉。
And also 70 palm trees.
还有七十棵棕树。
We must recall that this is wilderness. There's not much life. There's not much vegetation here.
我们要记得这是旷野，没有什么。
Right, so Elim was an oasis in the wilderness.
所以以林呢是在旷野中的绿洲。
Elim represents how God will provide for us.
以林呢代表神是怎么样的为我们来预备。
Yes, there will be times like Mara where it will be bitter and we will be in need.
是的，有时候我们的生命中也会有像玛拿的地方是苦的。
But also there will be times where we can.Spend some time to camp at Elim.
但是我们也会有时候呢，我们可以花些时间来安营在以林这样的地方。
So on this last day of 2016, let's also reflect on the times of plenty during our journey of faith.
在这2016年的最后一天，也让我们花点时间来思考我们生命中的旅程丰富的时候。
God.Must have given us a lot of grace and provided for us many times before.
神一定给我们很多的恩典，给我们很多的恩惠。
And truly, there's times probably where we didn't really have to worry about anything.
一定是有某段时间呢，我们甚至呢不需要忧虑什么。
Just like how, you know, there's plenty of water. When there's water in the wilderness, a lot of worries are taken away.
就好像在旷野中有水呢，就有很多的忧虑都是不需要的。
Elim can also represent the power of the Holy Spirit.
以林呢，也可以代表圣灵的能力。
Because water is often a prefiguration of the Holy Spirit.
因为呢，圣经上常用水来预表圣灵。
And palm trees are represent victory.
棕树呢，代表的是胜利。
Because they have victory over the wilderness.
因为他们在旷野中得到了胜利。
In such a harsh environment, palm trees grow quite tall, right? Victorious over the environment.
在那艰困的环境中呢，棕树长得很高，胜过了环境。
So let us reflect on the times of God's providence and also how God has granted us.The power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们来回顾神在我们生命中的预备，还有神赐下圣灵给我们。
Three months ago, I was in Kenya.
在三个月前，我在非洲的肯雅。
And I was also there was one incident that reminded me of the power of the Holy Spirit.
那有一件事件的发生呢，提醒了我圣灵的能力。
One day I was went to visit one of the local Kenyan truth seekers.
有一天呢，我去拜访肯雅的一个慕道朋友。
And in our conversation, I learned that she was truth seeking for about half a year already.
那在我们谈话中，我知道她已经慕道差不多有半年了。
And then we learned that she came from the Anglican Church.
那我们我从对话中呢，知道他是从英国国教会过来的。
But while we were talking, it suddenly started to rain.
当我们讲话的时候，忽然下起雨了。
And the thing to keep in mind
in Africa is many of their homes, their roofs are made out of metal sheets.
那我们要记得呢，在非洲像肯亚那个地方呢，很多人的房子，他们的屋顶是用这个铁板做的。
So when it rains, the metal sheets become like a huge drum. It becomes very, very loud.
那在下雨的时候呢，他们屋顶呢就像那鼓一样的，那个声音就很大。
Yeah, so I was basically maybe 3 to 6 feet away from her, and I was shouting at the top of my lungs.
所以呢，在我们谈话的时候，虽然我离开只是3到6尺呢，我必须大声的对她讲话。
So that was using a lot of energy. So I decided let's kneel down and pray.
因为这样要花好大的力气，所以我就建议说，我们跪下来祷告吧。
And she had not received the Holy Spirit that time yet.
那时候她还没有得到圣灵。
But we prayed, and during the prayer, I got up to lay hands on her.
那我们一起跪下祷告，然后过了一小阵子，我就站起来为她按手。
But nothing happened, so I went back to my spot.
那什么都没有发生，所以我就再回到原位。
And then I got up a second time to lay hands on her.
然后我第二次站起来再为她按手祷告。
And nothing happened, so I went back to my spot.
因为什么都没有发生，所以我再回到我原位跪下来。
So at this time it was still raining, it's still very loud.
那这个时候还在下雨，声音还是很大。
And 15 to 20 minutes had already passed too.
那已经过了15或20分钟了。
And I was thinking maybe it's time to end the prayer.
我在想，或许是要停止祷告的时候了。
Because we also had other houses to visit.
因为我们还有其他的地方我们要去拜访。
But at the same time, I was thinking, well, it's still raining too, though. It's not like we can talk or go to the next spot.
那我在想说，还在下雨，并不是我们可以到别的地方继续的谈话。
Now something to keep in mind is. Before I went to Kenya, in Boston, during the spiritual convocation, I was preaching about Elijah and how he prayed for rain.
在我还没到肯亚之前呢，在波士顿呢，我曾经谈论过以利亚他怎么样来祈求求神下雨。
And so those verses were still fresh in my mind when I was in Kenya.
所以在肯亚的时候，那些圣经的经节在我的印象中呢还是很鲜明。
So I was praying and I was thinking about the rain.
所以我在祷告的时候我就想到雨。
And then I was thinking about how Elijah sent his servant to check for rain 7 times.
我就想到说以利亚呢差遣他的仆人去看有没有下雨呢7次。
And then so in my prayer, somehow I had the idea, I was thinking, okay, it's still raining. I'm willing to get up, lay hands on her, check if she has the Holy Spirit 7 times.
所以我就想说还在下雨，我是愿意呢起来看她有没有得到圣灵来查看7次。
Yeah. So the third time I got up and I went to pray for her.
所以我第三次又起来为她祷告。
And thank God during the third time,Very powerfully, she received the Holy Spirit.
在感谢神呢，在第三次的时候，她就很有能力的就得到了圣灵。
It was so clear her hallelujahs fluently changed to speaking in tongues.
就是她在本来说哈利路亚就改变成说灵言。
And her body was moving so vigorously, she was moving up and down.
她的身体呢震动的很也很厉害，上上下下。
And I was quite amazed at what just happened.
我是非常的惊讶所发生的事情。
That God listened to her prayer, gave her the Holy Spirit.
因为神听了我们的祷告，赐下圣灵给她。
And that I felt God also heard my prayer too.
我也觉得神也听了我的祷告。
But also saved me 4 trips.
Yes, 让我省了4次。
But you can see that from the outer manifestation, the Holy Spirit is so powerful.
那我们可以从看到圣灵外在的表现呢，是真正的有能力。
But this also can symbolize its inner power and its function within our lives.
那这也可以代表我们心里内心的力量、能力。
Elim had 12 springs of water.
以林有12个水泉。
Just like how the Holy Spirit are the springs of living water flowing out of our hearts.
就像圣灵呢，就像泉源之水呢，在我们心内内心涌流。
It talks about how God truly can satisfy us through His Spirit.
也就是神是怎么样能够借着他的圣灵使我们得到满足。
And Elim had the 70 palm trees symbolizing victory.
以林有七十棵棕树，象征着胜利。
And this also talks about how in our spiritual lives we can have victory over sin and temptation.
也就在我们属灵的生活上，象征着我们怎么样能够胜过罪恶，得到胜利。
So let's spend some time to pause and think about.These things.
那我们停下来思索这些事情。
To give God thanksgiving for the Elim in our life.
来向神献上感恩，因为他赐下以林给我们。
Let's now go back to Numbers chapter 33.
那我们再回到那民数记的三十三章。
Let's now read verse 14.
我们现在请读十四节。
Numbers 33 verse 14.
民数记三十三章。
Verse 14, they moved from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink.
14节，从雅路起行，安营在利辉定，在那里百姓没有水喝。
Here it mentions another place that Moses writes a little bit more description.
在这里有一个地点，摩西又多写了一点。
He talks about Rephidim, and then the description is that there was no water for the people to drink.
摩西提到利非定，他的描述是在那里百姓没有水喝。
So you can see that in the wilderness, water is very crucial.
我们知道在旷野呢，水是很重要的。
And so when the Israelites came to Rephidim, truly they faced another difficulty. There was no water.
在利非定呢，百姓遇到另一个困难，就是他们没有水喝。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
请翻开出埃及记的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Let's read verse 3.
第三节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 3.
出埃及记十七章的第三节。
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?
第三节，百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？”
Due to the water crisis, the people were complaining against Moses.
因为没有水喝，这个危机呢，使得百姓向摩西发怨言。
Moses also had no solution, so he cried out to the Lord.
摩西他也没有解决的办法，所以他就向神呼求。
And so God instructed him to strike the rock, with his rod in his hand.
那神就指示摩西用他手中的杖来击打磐石。
And through God's power, water started to flow from this rock.
那因为神的能力呢，水就从磐石中流出来。
Another incident that happened in Rephidim is how.The Israelites had to battle the people of Amalek.
在利非定又发生了另外一件事，就是以色列人必须要跟亚玛力人征战。
This is the first appearance of Joshua in the Bible.
这是耶稣亚第一次在圣经中出现。
And so he was there below fighting the Amalekites while Moses and two of his companions were on the mountain praying.
那时候，耶稣亚跟以色列人的在山下打仗，摩西跟他的两个同伴在山上祷告。
Anyhow, both of these incidences in Rephidim also teach us many things.
这在利非定发生的两个事件呢，也教导我们很多事情。
It reminds us that we should not forget the importance of prayer rather than complaint.
那第一个提醒我们说，我们要记得祷告的重要性，而不是发怨言。
Right. When we face challenges, we must turn to God and seek for His power.
当我们面对挑战的时候，我们必须要归向神，祈求他的能力。
Through power, God will give us the victory in His time.
因为借着神的能力，能够让我们得到胜利。
And you can see during the battle, that's what was illustrated.
我们可以从利非定的战争中，我们可以看到。
As long as Moses' hands of prayer were up, then the battle was won.
当摩西他举起手祷告的时候，他们以色列人就打胜。
But if the hands were resting, were below, then they would lose the battle.
当摩西的手发酸垂下来的时候呢，以色列人就打败。
So Rephidim teaches us to reflect on how we react to challenges.
那立会定也教导我们，当我们面对挑战的时候，我们该怎么做？
When we face a challenge, do we just immediately complain?
当我们面对挑战的时候，我们是否马上发怨言呢？
Right. Does our heart just grow negative and looking at all the negative things around us?
我们是否心里马上有负面的思想，看到都是负面的事物呢？
On the other hand, we need to build up the habit of praying instead. Instead of voicing complaint and negativity, go to prayer and talk to God.
那另一方面，我们要建立祷告的习惯，而不是有这种负面的想法，而是要去祷告。
The last 3 months also has been challenging for me and my wife.
在过去三个月来呢，对我和我的妻子来讲也是相当有挑战的。
Because our daughter kept on getting sick.
因为我们的女儿呢一直在生病。
But thank God, today she is doing well.
啊，感谢神，今天我的女儿还不坏。
I believe there are a lot of members also praying for her.
哦，我也知道很多的信徒呢也为我的女儿祷告。
But it also gave us chance to reflect.
那也给我们来回想的机会。
How do we react when difficulty and challenges come?
当困难和挑战来到的时候，我们应该怎么做？
Do we just complain against God?
我们是否只是对神抱怨呢？
Not again.
又发生了。
Or do we use that challenge, that difficulty to pray more?
或是我们利用这一次的挑战和困难再祷告呢？
So Rephidim reminds us of this truth.
所以利非定给我们这个启示。
As Christians, we need to pray more.
作为基督徒，我们应该多祷告。
I hope that in the coming year, we can spend more time in prayer.
我希望在即将来到的一年，我们会多祷告。
Encourage one another too. Can have praying partners, right, to help us to pray more.
我们也可以彼此鼓励，我们可以建立祷告的同伴。
On Sabbath days, come earlier, right? At 10:15, we have prayer, so we can come earlier to pray.
在安息日的早上，早点来到教会，我们10:15有祷告会。
This is the reminders that we have from Rephidim.
这是我们从利非定所得到的一些提示。
Let's now go back to Numbers chapter 33.
那我们再回到民数记33章。
Numbers chapter 33.
民数记33章。
Let's now read verses 38 and 39.
现在请读38节和39节。
Numbers 33, verses 38 and 39.
民数记33章38、39。
Then Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the command of the Lord.And died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt on the first day of the 5th month. Verse 39.
39.
Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor.
38. 以色列人出了埃及地后40年5月初一日祭司亚伦遵着耶和华的吩咐上何尔山就死在那里39亚伦死在何尔山的时候年123岁
You can see in between verses 14 and 38 many many places are listed
我们从这个14节到48节呢有很多的地点
But finally Moses when he gets to Mount Hor he talks about the death of his older brother Aaron
在这里呢，三十八节呢，当摩西提到这个何尔山的时候，他提到他自己的哥哥亚伦的死亡。
We know Aaron, he was the first high priest of Israel.
亚伦呢是以色列人的第一个祭司。
But the high priest Aaron, he could not enter the land of Canaan.
但是大祭司亚伦呢，却进不了迦南地。
On the other hand, just a few years before going into the land of Canaan, he died on Mount Hor.
在进入迦南地之前几年呢，他在何尔山呢就过世了。
Why couldn't he enter the land of Canaan?
为什么亚伦他没有办法进到迦南地呢？
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 20.
我们请翻开民数记的二十章。
Numbers chapter 20.
民数记二十章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Numbers chapter 20, verse 24.
民数记二十章二十四节。
Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah.
二十四节，亚伦要归到他列祖那里，他必不得入我所赐给以色列人的地，因为在米利巴水，你们违背了我的命。
This passage also talks about the death of Aaron.
这一节呢，也讨论到亚伦的死亡。
God directly told him, that why couldn't he go to the land of Canaan? Because he rebelled against God at the water of Meribah.
神直接地告诉他为什么进不了迦南地，因为在米利巴水，你们违背了我的命。
Right, if you look earlier in this chapter, what happened at Meribah was that the people complained against Moses and Aaron because there was no water again.
在我们如果读二十三刚开头的时候，就提到说。百姓呢，因为没有水喝，他们又跟这个摩西、亚伦来争闹。
And so this time, Moses and Aaron, their reaction to this complaint, did not please God.
那亚伦跟摩西呢，在这次他们对百姓发怨言的反应呢，没有得到神的喜悦。
And, they were even saying to the people.Must we bring water for you out of this rock? This is verse 10.
那在第十节呢，他们甚至对百姓说，你们这些背叛人听我说，我为你们使水从这磐石中流出来吗？
As if the water truly came from his power.
好像水是从他的能力下出来的。
And not only that, God instructed them to speak to the rock.
而且神给他们的吩咐是他们要吩咐磐石出水。
But they struck that rock twice.
但是摩西呢，却击打磐石两次。
Right, so in verse 12, the Lord spoke to both Moses and Aaron.
所以在十二节，神就对亚伦跟摩西说话。
He said, "Because you did not believe me to hallow my name, hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel." Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them.
神说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地去。
In essence, they had robbed the glory of God for themselves.
也就是说，他们夺取了神的荣耀。
And so, before they got to the land of Canaan, first Aaron died. He died at Mount Hor.
所以在还没有进迦南地之前，首先是亚伦过世了，他在何尔山过世。
Later, Moses also died.
后来摩西也死了。
Both of them did not enter the land of Canaan.
摩西跟亚伦两个人都没有进入迦南地。
So you can see in Numbers 33, Moses spends a little bit more time, a few more sentences to talk about Mount Hor.
所以在民数记上三章，摩西花点时间呢，来描述何尔山。
What does Mount Hor mean for us?
那何尔山对我们有什么意义呢
？Actually, it's a reminder that we should not forget that even workers have fallen on this journey.
那就是提醒我们，就是我们不要忘记，甚至神的工人。都会在这旅程中可能会跌倒。
Our faith is a journey. There's still much road to walk.
我们的信仰是一个旅程，还有很长的一段路要走。
And heaven is likened to the land of Canaan.
天堂就像是地上的迦南地。
And Mount Hor reminds us that we need to pause and remember. Even workers, some of them, did not make it all the way.
何尔山提醒我们，就是甚至工人呢，有时候也进不了。
Right, it serves as a warning for us as we continue onward.
当我们继续前进的时候，这也是给我们一个警告。
Right, if even the high priest could not go in,
就是连大祭司也没有进去。
How about us?
那我们呢
？If even Moses could not go in,
甚至连摩西也没有进去。
Then how about us?
那我们呢
？So this is a reminder that we must always be watchful in this journey.
所以这对我们是一个提醒，我们在这信仰的旅程一定要警醒。
Same thing for myself as a preacher.
对我身为一个传道者也是一个警惕。
That yes, there's even workers in the church too who have fallen before.
因为在教会也有圣工人员呢跌倒了。
So Numbers chapter 33 is a very good chapter for us to pause and reflect.
民数记上三章呢，对我们来讲是一个很好的一章呢，让我们停下来好好的思索。
Different locations also can represent different parts of our faith.
不同的地点也可以代表我们信仰不同的旅程。
It is good for us to pause and review the journey so far.
那是很好，让我们停下来好好的思索我们过去的旅程。
Let us not forget the grace of salvation.
那我们不要忘记神救赎的恩典。
Right, which is our Ramses.
这就是我们的兰塞。
Let's not forget the providence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们不要忘记神的预备还有圣灵的能力。
Which is our Elam.
就是我们的以琳。
Let's not forget the importance of prayer rather than complaint.
那我们不要忘记祷告的重要性，而不是一味的抱怨。
This is our Rephidim.
这是我们的立规定。
And finally, let's not forget that even workers have fallen on this path.
最后，那我们不要忘记，甚至连工人呢都可能会跌倒。
This is our Mount Hor.
这是何尔山。
So we are also standing at the cusp of the Promised Land.
那我们也站在这个应许之地。
Let's always remember these lessons.
那我们记得这些教训。
And then continue forward, with God's strength.
那我们继续以神的能力呢，继续的前进。
Let's now sing hymn number 459.
请唱诗四百五十九首。
Hymn 459.
诗四百五十九首。